It's a struggle not to give up. It's tough to keep fighting for your goals day after day, especially when people don't believe in you, when you might not even believe in you. It's a ferocious battle. You keeping your head down and working towards your goal is one of the hardest challenges you will ever have to face. What makes it hard is the risky social peer pressure that comes along with putting in effort, especially when you put in failed effort. As tough as the struggle for success is, the idea of being a quitter is worse. The quitting part is really quite easy. It's the stereotype of being a quitter that we try to avoid. That's just how we're wired. From our earliest days in the schoolyard, we learned that being a quitter was the same as being a loser. Quitting made you an outcast. Quitting made you the object of scorn and derision. So we evolved. Instead of throwing up our hands, leaning back in our chair, and uttering a "what the hell am I trying so hard for?" we simply go through the motions. We pretend like we're trying, we stay busy, but without the passion that we know success demands. We quit on the inside. We say we care, we say we have a goal, we pretend like we're doing things that really matter, but it's the lie we tell ourselves to avoid the ugly fact that we gave up a long time ago. It's an attitude thing. Just because you're doing something doesn't mean you haven't given up. Sometimes you're just trying to sell yourself the idea that what you're doing really has a purpose. Sometimes all the frantic emotion and flustered effort is nothing more than a disguise for the hopelessness you feel inside, for the heartless struggle to believe that what you do really matters, which is why you can't quit. See, we all get knocked down. We all look in the mirror and wonder when it's going to get better. The victory goes to the challenger who rises to the combat more dissatisfied of what lies behind him than the potential failure in front of him. You don't need to pretend like you haven't quit. You just need to pick up your sword and get back in the battle. This is Dan Walshman, and we've been having an edgy conversation.